Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacente is joining us. How you doing, Anthony? Nice to have you.
Good morning.
How's it out there?
It's cool.
It is a little cold, isn't it? It's a brisk.
Sunny.
Yeah.
It's sunny. It's
sunny is the key. We might be getting some flurries, but I say it's hogwash. We're not getting anything else. We can't handle any more snow, Tony. I can't take it anymore.
I know.
And I get, you know, it's 7:30. I'm getting ready to get on the air. I'm typing up my stuff. I'm printing out my news stories. I'm looking forward to having you in. And I'm texting people saying, yeah, the county executive's coming on. Woo!
Oh, boy.
So I get a phone call from my fiance, Miranda, who's a lovely young woman. And she's freaking out. She's on the verge of hysterics. I said, what's wrong, sweetheart? Calm down, calm down. The cats have a mouse. Oh, my God. And they're running around with it. And they're not killing it. They're just playing with it. I said, all right, well, what are you going to do? So just reach down there and grab the mouse and save it. She goes, no, what if the mouse bites me? Then I'm going to have, like, rabies. I said, so we'll let the cats take care of it. But what if they get it on our bed and make a mess of it? You can't win. And then she called me back 5 minutes later. She's like, the mouse got away. The mouse got away. I said, oh, good, good. She goes, no, now it's going to be running around the house, like, pooping everywhere. I said, Miranda, what do you want me to do? Come down there and rescue you? Which I would have. I didn't have to work. So,
good man.
How are you?
I'm good.
Busy time for the county.
It's always busy.
We got the state budget. We got the census coming out.
Sure.
The census was a little shaky.
It wasn't really in the context. Look, it's like I said the day before. You always hope that you can either maintain or garner some increase. We weren't as fortunate, but we weren't as unfortunate, I guess, in terms of what could have taken place, or at least more of a drastic number. I mean, to lose 600 approximately residents when the state has only picked up 400,000
right
in that 10-year period, I think that says a lot about what's happening in the state. And of course, I'd like to be on the plus side, and we'll just have to work harder to do that.
Yeah, I saw the numbers last night, and I don't want to. I say I was pleasantly surprised at the numbers, and we did lose some people, but not as much as we all expected.
Right.
Because in years before, in the 2000 census, it was a drastic loss.
There were some, over the last 20 years prior to that, but we're still feeling, we've still felt the ripples of the economic issues that plague upstate, and a lot of other counties are kind of in the somewhat same boat. Nobody really boosted their population by any great numbers, in this state, and it's at least one of the good signs is the city of Utica, with an increase in terms of residents, which means maybe people are moving back into the cities, and the cities can see some growth. So there's positives in some sense, and but I really don't want to hang our head on this one. I really think given what we've been through and what's gone on that. The fact that we really maintained is good.
Now the city numbers kind of to me are a little iffy, and I just say that because of does the refugee population get counted in the census?
Well, I mean as a U.S. citizen, I mean if they're U.S. citizens,
right.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
In terms of that, at that stage, but if it is, that's a positive.
Yeah.
I think, that there has been, definitely a positive effect in the number of immigrants that have come from across the world to settle here. And, it's made a difference in different pockets in this community.
Let's talk some state budget.
Sure.
It's looking pretty bad for upstate New York.
Well, and no budget really, ever fares well for us in terms of, what we face each time that there are, state budget proposed by any governor. There's numerous cuts across the board, and those numbers tend to hit upstate communities much harder because of our population base and what we have to deal with, and just some of the numbers that we just talked about. So it's kind of a little bit of a mixed bag. I mean, there's been some restoration of some pieces, but look, I understand, as I said from the beginning, that the state's in bad shape, and the same way that we've had to make difficult decisions in terms of cutting services and programs, and in areas that people that are preventative and that are worthwhile, it's still, you know, there's still just so much to go around.
Right,
and
yeah.
We have to really tighten, you know, as you know, the adage, tighten our yeah. belts, but it really does come down to that. So, of course, it's a concern for the county. I'm concerned about it in terms of, you know, some of the programs that, in particular, on the Youth Bureau side of whether or not that'll survive, you know, this budget cut, some of the social service areas. So we'll wait and see over the next 7 days or so, at least, and if they can wrap this yeah. budget up in time. That's always a plus, though, too, because at least you can get on and, you know, move on with the business of government and try to
right.
look at ways to fix things rather than debating a budget for the next few months, which is sometimes what happens in Albany.
And you know what? You know what I like about you, Tony, is that you've came out right in. There's no mystery with you about if you're running for assembly or not.
Oh, okay.
I was
oh,
at the State of the County, okay. And you, you know, came right out and said, I'm not running for assembly.
Yeah, that was just kind of a little joke.
Anthony Brandizzi was nominated by the committee
right.
last night, young man, 32 years old, school board member right now.
Right.
Who do you see on the Republican side?
Boy, I don't know. I know that, you know, Mayor Julian has been talking about it and you know, expressed interest early on. I know that I think Brian Scala over in the town of Marcy, Kim Rogers in Rome, and the gentleman who ran the last time, Greg Johnson. That's all I've heard so far on our side. You know,
yeah.
And I guess we'll wait and see what shakes out with our committee over the next.
And the chairman picks, weeks. Right? George.
Well, the chairman.
But he does take the input.
Yeah, I mean, it yeah. goes through a process in sure. terms of those areas that are represented by the 116th. So it would involve the committees of Utica, Rome, Marcy, Floyd,
yeah.
And Whitestown.
And you know, I was talking with some people yesterday, and a nice gentleman from Cornell, and he is pretty convinced that we're going to be losing our congressional seat. Mm-hmm. That's a big blow for upstate. And well, as a county executive, you got to be kind of concerned about that.
Of course I'm very yeah. concerned in terms of, especially in terms of the way the census has shaked out and how that will affect us. I know that the state is poised to lose a couple seats. I guess we just have to, you know, in talking and with Congressman Hanna and make the case for the need that seat at least remains intact for Oneida County. I mean, right now we're represented as it is by two congressmen, even though Congressman Owens has a small piece of Oneida County, the northern towns,
yeah.
really eight towns, but it's a significant chunk. In that regard, I would much rather it be all in one
yeah.
congressional district, and hopefully that'll remain the 24th as time goes on. So we'll have to wait and see see how the lines shake out, you know, in terms of the New York State Senate and the Assembly as we go forward.
What's the biggest issues that we're facing as a county coming into the next fiscal year?
Well, I think the key word there is fiscal year.
Yeah.
It's really a matter of looking at what our financial situation is going to be looking at going forward, especially at the onset of and the passage of this budget from the state's level and how it impacts us and what we do going forward. So that's always the main concern in terms of how we're going to balance our books and what we look to in the future. We're still facing some challenges in terms of the, you know, we have the large sewer consent order issue that's out there that really remains, you know, a large piece of our future economic plans in terms of making sure that the infrastructure is properly configured as we go forward. Especially in light of the Marcy Nanel Center site, as we continue to develop that and
yeah.
look forward to some growth over there. So that's a big area. Water continues to be an issue that I continue to fight for to make sure that as I believe there is enough that it gets that we make sure that in terms of development, in terms of the public health and safety, that we're okay in terms of our water needs and our growth going forward. Economic development, you know, dealing with the Oneidas, you know, still on the
table. Do you see anything taken down with the Oneida Nation?
I'm an eternal, I guess I'm probably one of the only, or one of the few eternal optimists in political office. I mean, I still believe that that's our best hope for growth and a responsible settlement to move forward rather than fighting in the courts.
It's consistent.
You can't.
Yeah, you sure can. I think people are ready for this issue to be resolved. It's like enough is enough. Let's just move on. And you had a really good shot at it. You had an agreement, a tentative agreement that mapped out with the nation. But it got down. It got shot down pretty strongly. Well,
pretty quickly.
It was very abrupt.
It was
almost a shock. And I know some of your party wasn't really that supportive of it.
No, they weren't. No, I mean there was not. You know, I pretty much was standing alone. I think you know Jim Brown was with me.
I think I think you and Mayor Brown from Rome were the only two. But
Jim was with me. Jim was with me on that one. And it was unfortunate. And it. You know, it kind of struck the chord, I guess, when I presented it and I looked back at that from time to time, that it went back to the argument I made at that time. For those who want everything, will concede nothing, then there's really
no sense in me
trying to convince you otherwise. And for those who really want to work towards a compromise that could benefit us, then I welcome and I open the door and say, help me do this.
Yeah, and especially now that we're trying to get some kind of revenue going and everything helps. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad little chunk.
And you really wonder, in terms of especially the last 10 years, when you look at those census numbers, as to what those numbers would look like had that enterprise not been as successful as it has been. Over the past decade, in terms of the job losses that we experienced as a result of Griffiths realignment and Lockheed Martin and other manufacturers that went from the area or downsized, and the opportunity that presented itself with the Oneidas, I mean, what would that number look like today in Oneida County? my belief is we wouldn't be talking about less than about 600 less.
Yeah, absolutely.
Considerably higher.
What would you have, in hindsight, what would you have changed on that the agreement with the United?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's. I know that everything is not, it was not going to be perceived as perfect in any sense of the word. I guess there were probably it needed to be explained in more detail because I still think to this day that there are a great many people who didn't understand. All of the aspects of that agreement and the benefits of which it would have led to going forward kind of got lost in the shuffle of that there was so much more money out there to garner.
Right, yeah.
And that the land and trust issue, wasn't resolved to the satisfaction of some of the local representatives. And some of those issues I still look at as federal in nature or state in nature. I tried to deal with the local issues that affect this county. So, in hindsight, you always you second guess and take a look and, did we do the right job of selling it, when you look at how quickly it got shot down, we really didn't have much of a chance.
It was like a smoking gun. It was 2 days after, I think?
It was...
two, three?
Yeah, then it seemed like 2 hours.
Yeah, but, I remember when legislators Tenori, Hennessy, and Davis, they called that press conference outside of the building. And
immediately after.
In the scorching hot summer, and all us media were out there, were standing and sweating, and then it was back into the county chamber.
I think part of that was, part of the problem, too. It was never, as I said, it was never really given enough time. And unfortunately, it was really shot down before I had even presented it by some.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate when you try to have a reasonable dialogue with people and try to explain what's put forth. Maybe we put too much into it in the total package, and maybe we had to piecemeal it a little bit better. I don't know. I still look at it, though, as the door that, was opened at that time and that could lead to an agreement and future agreements that could really benefit us. I mean, when you look at what they've done since that time in the third-party agreement on the food and beverage, that's garnering sales tax revenue.
That's right.
And that's the creative way to do things. So there are ways that it can be accomplished, and And I just hope that, you know, someday before I leave office, we'll have the opportunity to do that again.
And you will be seeking another term as county executive?
I will, absolutely. And
that's official?
Oh, yeah, that's beneficial.
That's been, you know, I just want to make sure, because around here, it's been changing every day.
No, I know. That's why it never changed with me. I made a decision a while ago, and that's why I figured when I announced that it was early February, it was... I mean, I really didn't have to hold on to anything for any reason at all other than the ultimate surprise, which it really wasn't going to be a surprise.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, Tony's running again. Jeez, I didn't know that one. So anyway. What do you want to accomplish in your next term?
Well, I mean...
Wrapping up this one, going into that
Wrapping up this one, well, I mean, it never gets wrapped up because you're always dealing with the same issues over and over again. I guess... The economic development side of you know, job growth and making, you know, hope working towards the completion of the Marcy site and an end user there. Still working, as we just talked about, on the Oneidas, but solving the water crisis, at least in terms of development, it's really about the future of this county and seeing that those in the next 5 years, that those numbers that went down a little bit, we get them back up and we grow this community. So it's you know, same focus as I had 5 years ago when I stepped in to make this a better community and continue to see that we get the growth that we deserve and have an environment that people are proud of.
Excellent. Yeah, and it's a tough job. It's a tough job, the county executive. But hey, you got a nice office.
Well, yeah,
I know that.
Well,
yeah, I know that.
I could see you guys from over there.
Oh, really? Can you see in this window? I wonder which one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you guys are right over there, right?
We are right over there.
You guys had a little fire scare this week, didn't you?
No, that was a state building.
That was a state building?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are so close. I get them confused. There was an overheated heater.
Yeah, it wasn't us.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Okay. Tony, I appreciate you coming in, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Any big news coming out of the executive office? Nah, just kind of relaxing, trying to get this budget going then, huh?
Exactly.
Excellent. Tony, thanks so much for coming on.
Have a good weekend.